you've been out there doing yard work. It was, oh God, I don't remember, 80-something degrees today. It was 86 or something like that. It got pretty warm out there, so I imagine, at least I hope you were out there earlier when it wasn't quite so hot. But transplanting bushes, that's a job. Cutting grass, that's not too bad if you're riding a lawnmower, but if you got one of those walk behinds, it's not too fun. I was out there in the garden today. I turned my garden over again. I'm going to turn it over one more time before I plant, and hopefully we will be blessed with good harvest again this year. We have been each year so far, so I'm hoping we're going to get another good one. We'll have to wait and see on that. But it got kind of warm out there on me today, Dan.
My neighbor up here gets on to me all the time about getting out there and cutting grass in the heat of the day, because I wait till afternoon, because most of the time I let it, grass is pretty thick, and I let it get kind of tall, and I don't want to cut it wet. I just don't like to cut grass when it's wet, and it's not good for your machines or your blades either. So, and I got a new mower that I bought last fall. I got me one of them big zero-turn Toros, and, man, I love it. I enjoy riding it. That thing will take off. But I got the walk-behind, self-propelled walk-behind that I do the front yard with, and I just like the looks of it, and it's I got a lot of stuff to cut around out there, so it's better to use it to me than trying to use the big mower around there. Over
with you, Dan. I don't like to cut the grass when it's wet either. Clogs up under the mower deck, and bad for the mower deck, and then you got to wash it out. If you don't, then it'll start to rust it, so bad on the blades, as you said. I bag my front yard, don't bag the back or anything else, but front yard, we've got a little old bitty inside dog, and she goes out front to do her business. And so I bag it to get most of the grass clippings up to where she don't drag them in the house. And that way I don't have to run the vacuum cleaner every day. I run it every other day, something of that nature. But no, she's a good little old dog, but that's the reason I bagged the front. But no, I don't know. You and Ray with them big old zero-turn lawnmowers, I guess I wanted one when I bought the one I got, but Joy talked me out of it, so maybe one day I'll get me a zero turn.
I hear that. Yeah, I kept putting off, and I've got a pretty good sized backyard anyway, and Joan told me, she said they kept sending me these things from that place down there on Highway 25 that sells the Toros. Joan told me, she said, that looked like a pretty good deal to me. She said, you ought to go down there and talk to him about this. So I just went on down there and got me one of them. And I do enjoy it. This is a nice machine. And I hope your garden does well, man. I really do. I hadn't done a garden in 2 or 3 years now, and I sure do miss it. I told Joan that one day this week, I was sitting there looking at a gardener garden book that we got for some plants and all in the mail, and I said, man, I sit here, look at this. It gives me the gardening fever again, but I don't know. I don't think it's worth my time, really, right now. But anyway, you know, I hope yours does well with you there, Jerry, and I hope everything turned out real good with you. And I want to ask you one question before I forget it again. I think a guy from Simpsonville named Rich, I believe. I think his call maybe W1OAR. You can correct me on that if you got it down somewhere, but I wonder if I hadn't heard him check in lately, and I think that's his call. And I need to get in touch with him if at all possible there. Over.
I think his call is W1RAR. His name is Rich, down there in Simpsonville. And I just happen to have his phone number if you would like it.
Yes, sir, I sure would. Hold on just a minute. Let me reach over and get a pen.
You got a crayon there when you get ready to write there, Dan.
All right, I'm ready. Go ahead.
code is 203-727-4893. Copy?
Okay, that's 203-727-4893.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, Gary. Yeah, I had his number here, and I've been cleaning some stuff off this desk, and I think I threw it away by mistake. And I just need to get in touch with him, so I appreciate that, Gary. And I'm going to get out of here and let you talk to somebody else. Tell Miss Joy we said hello, and I hope everything continues well with you, and you stay in, and her stay in, and stay well, man. Don't get out and get none of this old virus going around there, old.
Do our best. Hope you and Joan stay safe and stay healthy. And we're just staying in. We go out, we go outside. We got an acre over here. It ain't much, but we're not right on top of our neighbors. And so we get out and play in the yard and all of that sort of thing. So, but y'all take care down there. And the only reason I had Rich's phone number is he had something on the swap net here a while back. And I had it in my swap net book there, Dan. So I hope that helps you out. You and Joan have a great evening. Y'all take care and stay safe and stay healthy. Talk to you later. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Good evening and a good evening to you there, Mr. Gary. I hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. If you would there, good sir, please check in. Whiskey, Bravo, 4, Yankee, Zulu, WB4YZ. I am Robert, of course. And by proxy, please check in that one sweet woman of mine, Miss Christie, KG4OSW. We're up in good old Peach Butt, South Kakalaki. Check us in and out, but I'll be a listening. Evening, everybody. Take care. Stay safe. Have a good.
Check in, Kilo 4, Bravo, Alpha November, K4BAN, Alex in Clemson. List also November 4, Lima Romeo Delta, N4LRD, Richard in Pendleton via telephone. Negative, negative. Good evening.
Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG, Big Kevin, over here in Fountain Inn. Sitting out here in the swing, enjoying the evening, and sitting here relaxing under the little light that I got out here, enjoying the breeze. But good evening, Gary. Good evening to everybody on the net. And, I have a question for you later on when you get done with the net. Just give me a shout back.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to WB4YZ. That's Mr. Robert and his sweet bride, KG4OSW. Miss Christie, they're up there at Gaffney. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Robert. Tell Christie we said hello. Hope y'all are staying safe. And K4BAN, Mr. Alex, down there in Clemson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Alex. And Alex, I hope you weren't in that crowd at the party where they had 100 folks together. Y'all stay safe down there. And Alex brings along Richard, N4LRD, down in Pendleton. Appreciate you bringing Richard along. And KN4UBG, that's Mr. Kevin. He's down in Fountain Inn, out there on the porch enjoying the mild evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. And Kevin, I'll come back to you in just a little bit and find out what your question is. Hopefully I can help you a little bit. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Next up is KA4END, Mr. Buddy over there at Taylor's. Buddy, what have you and the family been up to?
KA4END, hard work here, and that is. Everything is going to be good over here. Good to hear you. That's all we got. Hanging in here and kind of staying by ourselves, I guess, what everybody else is.
See, I could tell you, I understand all of that. I'm glad Pat is hanging in there and doing the best she can. And hope y'all are doing well. I know you got your hands full. All the folks in and around the house and the yard work and all that other stuff that goes along with it. But I hope you're taking care of yourself as well, buddy. Old Dad said he's been missing you down there at been seeing you down there at the exercise place. But since they got this virus going around, you can't go do that. And I hate that for you because I know you enjoyed it.
I guarantee I will miss that a whole lot. Nobody's going down there right now, Gary. They closed that place up. I'll tell you right now, I guess all those people I can see down there.
Well, I can understand why, buddy. You get accustomed to going and doing and enjoying yourself, and even though you're going down there to exercise, you get to fellowship with a lot of different folks, and when you don't get to see them every day, you miss them.
That's right. It's almost like a family down there. I see about two or three different groups of them, but anyway, we miss a lot of them. Everything going pretty good around here. We staying inside, and not one of them. I get it like everybody else. I don't want to get in the house. This thing or whatever. Hopefully, this thing will be over with. Yeah, before we end it.
Too there, buddy. It's going to clear up one of these days soon, and everything will get back to normal. And it'll take a while, but it won't be exactly like it was before. Folks have had to do without some things, and being out of work, and found out that being home with their families is not as bad as they thought it was. At least I hope they do. But I hope it gets back to normal here real soon. But you and Pat and the rest of the family, y'all take care and do stay safe. And if you need anything, you let us know, okay?
We think it's awesome.
I enjoyed it, as always. I haven't talked to you in a long time, but I always enjoy it. You take care and tell Pat and everybody we said hello to you. Again, y'all stay safe. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up on the stump is Mr. Jim, K4JF. Jim, what have you been up to? JF, Jim, you still around? Up on up to the next one, that's Mr. Daniel, KJ4WZM. Daniel, you still downtown working?
That's KJ4WZM. Let me see if I'm hitting the repeater real quick.
Yep, you're in it.
I've been working now for about a month or so, but I've actually been in school. I have done all my hour requirements for my CDL at this point. All the driving hours are done. And now I go for my road test on Monday. I already took pre-trip inspection and parking lot maneuvers. So, just road trip left, and that'll be Monday at 2 o'clock.
You told me that. I'll be make sure I'm not out on the roads Monday at 2 o'clock. No, I'm just pulling your leg. Well, I'm glad you got the pre-trip and all that done. That pre-trip is something else. Do they still make you reach over and touch the part that you're supposed to be checking?
I could recite the whole thing, too, but it takes about 40 minutes of nonstop talking like an auctioneer.
Really take you that long to walk around and check your truck out. But explaining to them and telling them what you're doing and what you're looking at It does take a bit of time. There at where I went before I retired, the new hires they wanted me to give them a road test, and these folks have been driving, you know, gosh, you know, 10, 15 years or more. Some of them a little less, but most of them have been driving a while. And I had one fellow look at me and he said, "You gonna make me do a pre-trip?" I said, "Do you know how to do one?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Forget it. Don't worry about it."
So you basically know what's going on. That's what's important. I just think all the wording that they want you to say is absolutely silly when you're just going over to make sure the truck is basically in operating order. The biggest thing is look for leaks, listen for leaks, look to make sure nothing's bent, check your brakes, check your lights, and leave.
Make sure your brakes work, too, before you leave. You know, the lights are always a good thing, but I always like to check my brakes. And they make sure the fifth wheel is latched and stuff like that. But that comes with time. You know, you get in a routine and, you know, you'll get your own routine down. I got me a claw hammer, and they had a bandsaw there at work, and I cut the head off of one side, flipped it over, and cut the claws off of it. So I just had a big old metal chunk on the end. And that's what I used to bump my tires with. And I've still got that thing around here someplace. And I don't know how many millions of miles it's been around, but it's been with me for a long time.
My tires, to make sure they were inflated.
Yeah, you bump the tires and... you can tell when one's slack. It's got a different sound to it. You know, you pop it with that hammer, and you get accustomed to the sound of it, and that way you don't have to use air gauges and stuff like that, like some places want you to do. Of course, they've got newfangled things out now, Daniel, that comes off the... air system, and it keeps the tires pumped up all the time, and very few blowouts that way. Most of the time when you have a blowout, you get one tire that's slack, and then the other tire gets real hot, and then there it goes. But they've got all kinds of new safety devices on the newer trucks, and which is good, but oh well, it's, you know, I drove when they had wooden trucks and iron men.
I hear you on that. Back in the dark ages. Yeah, the new trucks come with so much technology. It's a can of worms right now. All the schools are now only teaching automatic. They're all teaching automatic. And then my company is manual, so I'm getting my CDL, and then 2 weeks after that, I get to do the road test all over again. I get my CDL Monday, and I get a permit Monday so I can drive the manual truck, which is really dumb. And then I drive on that for 2 weeks, practice all the silly little double clutching that they want you to do. I don't know why they do that when they know that the rest of your career you'll just be floating your gears. I have no idea. But anyway, that's what they do. And then, so I'll drive on my permit for 2 weeks. Then I'll be on the road by myself. The truck that we've been using at my school, they're equipped with radar. And you can see how far the vehicles are in front of you and how fast they're going. It updates about 5 times a second. So you can see that someone's pulling ahead of you 20 miles an hour faster than you're going, and you can watch the feet count up. It's pretty crazy. It works to 1,000 feet. And then the newer trucks, it'll actually slow the vehicle down if you come up on somebody too fast. It'll enforce your following distance for you. It'll slow the truck down and everything. Pretty crazy.
They're pushing towards these trucks that drive themselves, but I don't want no part of that. Don't want to be around them. You know, a computer is great while it's working, but it's man-made and it can break. Of course, you know, individuals can have medical problems or whatnot, and they break too, but Unless you have a real sudden heart attack or something of that nature, it takes you out real quick. You can normally keep your truck safe and get it out of harm's way and without hurting anybody else. But, these computerized things, if it shuts off and, for no reason, people behind you don't know it's going to do that. who knows what's liable to happen? I don't know. I've got my reservations, I'll call it, about the automatic transmissions. Seems like everybody's going to them, but give me the 13, 15 speed, something of that nature. I enjoy those, always have. And as far as the double clutching and all of that, they do that so you don't tear the transmission up, tear the clutches out so quick. And, once you get accustomed to it, the only time I use the clutch is when I stopped and started. And, if I was stopped and I was going to back up, I would ease it out and just take my foot off of it and wait till I got right next to the dock. And then, apply the brakes and push the clutch in it all at the same time before I hit the dock. But I don't know about these automatics. We had two of them at that place I worked at before I retired. And some of the guys liked them, the guys that drove them. But I told them, I said, I tried to back one up to the dock, and I got close to the dock and let off, and the truck quit going backwards. And I finally figured out on that particular truck, you had to keep your foot on the brake and your foot on the accelerator, and you bumped the dock really too hard. But once you hit the dock, then you put on brakes completely and locked everything down. But if you got 6 or 8 inches from the dock and let off the accelerator, it'd start rolling back forward, unless the ground went backwards, of course. But if it was kind of a, you're backing uphill, it'd start rolling back the other way. So I don't like the automatic transmissions for several different reasons, that being one of them.
Got it. Absolutely. And another good reason to hate them is that they run on air. They shift gears using the compressed air. So that and electronics. So if you're heading down grade and lose air, you can kiss shifting gears goodbye. Not only do you not have your brakes, now you don't have your ability to change gears or anything like that. So, yeah, I really don't like that.
Well, Innit, I really do, and I hope you do well on your road trip, and hope everything comes out for you.
Yeah, I think it'll be all right. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be something new and exciting for a while. And I've always wanted to do it, so now I finally get a chance. Good talking with you. I hope you enjoy or doing well. Sounds like you are. And good evening to everybody else on that 73s. And I guess I'll get off of here for now and go to bed. KJ4WZM.
Well, when you talk to Mom and Dad, tell them all we said hello from up here. Hadn't seen or talked to them. Well, the last time I saw them was at the Ham Fest. And I don't think I got to see everybody, but I did get to see Mom and Dad and Tabitha and Thomas, I think I got to see. I don't remember. Anyway, tell the family we said hello, and you take care, get you some rest, and again, I hope you do well on your road test when you get ready to take it. We'll talk to you a little bit later, Daniel. Enjoyed it. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. WBG, Mr. Kevin, you said you had a question. What can we help you with?
Well, I'm just curious about the testing thing. How are they doing that now? I mean, as far as like general class, I mean, are they still doing it in the classroom, or is that something on hold, or is that something they're doing a different way now, or how are they doing that?
part of the VE team here in Greenville. The, you know, we use the Red Cross building, and the Red Cross has closed the building to non-essential personnel. And since we are not essential personnel, we don't go in there. And testing sessions have been canceled until the Red Cross opens the building back up. That's the word from our team leader here. And so it's going to be postponed a bit. I'm going to try to find out, you know, the, gosh, I think the general book changes in June. It changes to a different book and a set of question, you know, question pool. I'm going to try to find out if that's going to hang in there, you know, if we're going to continue to use that, the old question pool for a couple of months since this happened, or what's going to happen. I don't know, but I'll see if I can find that out. They'll probably not change it at June the way that they were supposed to, since all this has happened, and, you know, we are a volunteer operation to start with. So I think the government will let us get by with using the same material for a couple more months.
Recheck. And the net is not general this year. It's extra that changes this year.
I didn't remember which one. I don't keep up with it anymore because I done got mine, so I don't worry about it.
I study up and get mine, so that's why I know that I'll hopefully be able to get it before they change it. KK4F2U back to you, KI4DOS and the net.
Appreciate you coming in there with that information. Go ahead there, Kevin.
Roger that. Well, I didn't know, man. I didn't know if, you know, if it changed. Somebody told me they was doing it online. They was doing it some way through the computer, through your camera on the computer. I don't know how that was, but that's what I was told, that they was doing ham classes online to where you could do the test, but you had to be sitting in front of your computer, I guess, with the camera on you or something. I don't know how that went, but that's what I was told, you know, about a week or two ago. So I had never went in to pull it up to see, but I was just seeing how y'all done it. You know, I don't know if that's true or, you know, anything like that. So, I mean, that'd be what I'd have to figure out.
Kevin, personally, I have not heard or seen anything about that. That doesn't mean I've done all the research either. That just means that I personally have not seen it as yet. But I know we are not going to do it that way. We're going to wait till the Red Cross building opens the doors back up to us, and we'll go in from there. But soon as we know something, you know, I'll put it out on the net. Try to let everybody know. I'll put it, you know, make an announcement for two or three nights, or maybe a whole week or something. But right now, it's everything's on hold.
Come in. I have a friend of mine that said that we are welcome to use his business to do the ham test. If you guys want to go for it, then he said that we can come over there and do it, and we don't have to worry about anything.
That on to our team leader, but Steve seems to think he wants us to be a good example in keeping our social distances, and then, you know, since they don't want us to gather so many people in one area, and so that's the main reason we're going to wait till the Red Cross opens the building back up. But I will relay that information to Steve and get his thoughts, and we'll go from there.
Roger that. Well, you know, just like I said, it's up for negotiations if anybody wants to do it. My friend says that his business is open to our ham club.
Sure, who I've talked to, it says KK4HXB, right?
Roger that.
Well, relay that message to Steve and see where we can go from there.
Informed, I think you got my phone number. If not, then I'll give it to you. 864-982-5694.
2-5-6-9-4.
864-982-5694.
What I said. I don't know what I said. I didn't give you the area code. I just said 982-5694.
That's probably what threw me off. Roger that. Yeah, call me. Like I said, he said that we could use his business and do whatever we need to do. It's open to us.
Well, when I talk to Steve, I'll get back to you and let you know.
Roger that. 73s.
Anything else there, Kevin?
That'll be it, Gary. As far as I know, you know, you can put that announcement on the repeater now. I know Dave was telling me about that too. You can go in and check the announcements on the repeater. Whenever you get that information, you know, that might be the easiest thing to do. That way, anybody can pull it up and check. But yeah, I'm ready to try to get this general class done and get it over with. I want to start getting into some HF this year. And my vacation's fixing to come up here before long. And I'm about to take a whole week, about 7 days, and sit here and do this joker. That's why I was trying to figure out when the class was going to be. That way I can plan the vacation for that time.
Kevin, yeah, I was aware that they were working on that. I didn't know they had it all the bugs worked out of it yet. But I can put it on there on the repeater, you know, on the announcements, and we'll go from there and see what happens there. As soon as I find out something, I will let y'all know. But as of right now, it's on hold. But hopefully you'll be able to get out there so you can get on HF and have some fun.
That's what I'm hoping to do, man. That's what I'm hoping to do, and I've been getting to get off a little bit early every day, and it's been helping me a lot. And I'm actually getting home and getting a few things done every evening, you know, since I'm not working at 10, 11 o'clock at night, you know. And I got a big old tree to cut down out here, and I'm fixing to start digging a hole. And start getting, you know, at least one or two pieces of tower in that hole. And then I got to get my galvanized paint for my guide wires. And I got to get my turnbuckles. And I forgot what you call them. The cabbage head bust anchor pieces that goes in the ground for the ground, the guide wire anchors. I got to get those. And I'll pretty much be ready to rock and roll by then. That's the only thing's holding me up now. I was going to try to get them this week, but they've cut back on our hours. We're not getting no overtime now. And I'll probably have about 32 hours this week, probably. So I ain't going to too much worry about it until time picks back up. You know, I'm going to try to get with Duke Power or Pike Electric and see if they can get me some of them bus tankers. And that way I'll at least, you know, might get about 30 foot of tower put together, 30, 40 foot of tower, and a set of guide wires on it. And that way, when I get y'all to come by and help me, I'll have everything ready to go. But hopefully, it'll be right around about springtime with all this stuff happening. But I hope to get it done. And but I guess I'll let you get back to whatever you're doing, Gary. I appreciate it. You have a good night over that way, you and Joey and everybody that's out there listening, and everybody stay safe, and I'll say 73s to you, and you have a good one. And we'll talk at you maybe another day. KN4UBG, KI4DOS, back to you.
All righty, Kevin. Like I said, I'll keep you informed as soon as I find out something, and we'll go from there. But get all your stuff together and get that tower in the ground so it can start growing. takes a little time for that to happen, so who knows, you might get everything together and everything come together at the same time. Boy, wouldn't that be fun. But yeah, just give us a call, let us know when you get ready to start that, and we'll see what we can do to help you. In the meantime, you take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73 there, young man. Do we have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. JW, Dave, you there?
KI4DOS, W4DJW.
Dave, I got a net report for you. Please copy my routine number 15, Blue Ridge 2-meter net report for the 8th of April, 2020, from my station to yours. I had 75 check-ins and one piece of traffic. I'll copy over.
I copy your message number 15 for the 8th of April, 2020, from KI4DOS to W4DJW. 75 check-ins and one piece of traffic. Fantastic net, Gary. You enjoy, stay safe. W4DJW back to net control.
It was a wonderful net. Thanks to all these folks out there in Radio Land. I just wished I'd have got that KL station. I don't have a KL station in my 2-meter log. I'd love to get one. I do have one from Malaysia, though, and one from New Zealand, so I'm in good shape. But anyway, you take care. Thanks for all you do. And you and Miss Amy have a great evening. What's left of it, y'all stay safe. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. Come back tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. And we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night. God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.
We'll say good evening to you there, Dave, while you out there, W4DJW, KN4UBG, 73s, and we'll probably holler at you sometime tomorrow if I hear you on the air. I didn't hardly hear anybody today, but we'll say 73s, you have a good one over that way. God bless.
KK4MTU, I'm still here, Al. Crash out. We talking. Could be a while before I can come up with anything, being I'm unemployed at the moment.
Well, it's not looking that bad. For a new one, you're talking about $250.
Check me, what were you buying?
A cast nozzle iron one. And it's for doing what we're doing for the Vortec. So what I need you to do is find me an old engine, that core, just an old core. I don't care if it's got to be rebuilt so I can get at them, you know, so you don't have to take it out.
I haven't found anything in my price range, Al.
I'm going to pull and pick yards and talk to one of those boys and see if they'll take it out for you. They should be really relatively cheap and easy to find. The pull and pick yards. Okay, Q, it might not be in real good shape, but they'll call it a little piece of junk just so I can get a core to work with, because you got to use the truck every day.
K4FTU. Text me, what are you looking for?
My phone. Call me on the phone if you want. I need to know my phone number. Mr. Core, that's all. And how you guys doing tonight?
It's fine. I'm just kind of lost the train of thought.
That's all I know. I said that this is devious and that bound. I didn't think it would be that easy, but it was.
Why don't you tell us some of your more regal with us, with some of your stories, funny stories. I always like hearing you tell them.
I got a hold of one of the local radio stations finally. I asked him, I said, am I going to work? Am I going to get arrested? He said, yeah, you could. So, the radio station says, well, I'll bail you out. I started laughing. I thought that was pretty funny. One, I think, was years ago. A friend of mine, we used to
Bowles in 1970. You know that. It was a piece of junk. It was all busted. We had a lot of fun, and it had a lot of gear, a little 400, 12 bucks. Up. We built this thing out of junk. I think we built the whole engine. We spent about more than $1,000 for this thing together. But man, this thing ripped. I mean, this thing, it had a little 2.8 rear in it, but it had a cast iron case. Saginaw frame, which was beefed up, so it didn't break. And we went out there one day, and I had a few drinks, and the bartender threw me out because it's something stupid. So I said to my friend, I said, you think we could test this thing on the parking lot? I was sure. I get in the car, keep burning tire all the way straight down. I mean, all the way straight down the highway, right past the police station. We burned 450 feet of there was smoke everywhere.
Ran for mosquitoes.
Was when I got home, I didn't do an asthma attack once I got home, but it was funny. I still laughed about it. Oh, was eating this at 10. Is it windy outside by any chance?
Sounded better tonight than you did last night, though.
On the signal, but
I don't know how bad it is.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I just kind of went to sleep for a couple hours and realized it was after 10 o'clock. I don't even know what time it is.
It is 11:01 right now.
Now, let me ask you a question. If I brought a 2.8 Chevrolet down and I want to build it, can you make it, you know, I pull trailers and stuff. Can you make it a hot house?
Yes, I've done stuff with 2.8s in America that run a lot better than they do from the factory. I've done a lot of those. You can do something with them.
In the same place down in Malden? 2.8 out, I want you to make it a hot house for me. What kind of money are we talking about?
I'm on the phone tomorrow, I'll price it up. What we'll do is we'll make it a 3.1 instead of a 2.8. There's a couple things we can do.
A 3.2, but I want it, now I'm not a hot rod person. I want to make it something that I can hook trailers behind, do a towing cam, which is, you know, I'm kind of ignorant to the fact. Is it possible?
You were a train engineer one time, and it came out rather well. Hard to do. I'll just say, you use a crank out of a front wheel drive and a couple of things you can do. Yeah, I can do something with that.
Truck new, 1987 S10 with a 2.8. And I rebuilt the engine 100,000 miles ago, and she's been good to me.
My stuff are just a rehome.
I think it was more 30 over.
I just have to go 40, worst case. Yeah, I can do that. That's not a big deal. I just got to find the parts. I can do that. That's not a big deal. If you know the engine's in good shape, yeah, we can do something. It won't be expensive to do that.
One in it since I had it rebuilt, and I'm sure that everything's kept steady.
Hey, the new shale oil they're using, this Venn's Oil Synthetic, is really good stuff. That oil's fantastic. I mean, I've had engines that have a lot of miles that drink it, and they just don't drink it.
Got this stuff. I got about half a dozen four-wheel drive vehicles. And this 087S10, you can put a load behind it, and it gets 20 miles to a gallon to where it's pulling a trailer or it's running down the street.
I did a couple like that, man. If you can get in the state of guys, it's great.
Like big time, repoint you beam at us.
Doing that. Yeah. I'm scratchy, I can hear you. Well, like I said, if you know a phone, if you want to give me a call on the phone tomorrow, I'll figure out what you need to do. I'll see if I can find what you need. The phone number, if you don't have it, it's 864 382
6108.
Hold on just a second. Let me get a pen.
Wish I had one on the way out. Yeah, no, I'm going to go slow with it. I don't want to scratch. I don't know what you even said. I wish I had to. You have some ferrite beads? Because I wonder if it's coming on the electrical line and not. I don't know where I'm getting it.
Roger that. Phone number. Let me have your phone number.
6-4-3-8-2-6-1-0-8. Yeah, like I said, I'll give you a call tomorrow. I'll call a few people in the morning and see if I can find what you need. And we'll work it out. And I'll say 73 since my signal's out the door. And I'll see if I can listen to Perry Mason since I just got out of bed. Yeah, 4 MLN clear.
Have the engine out of this 087 S10. Last time I pulled it out, I had it out in 30 minutes or so.
So basically, we can easily, we'll figure something out, okay? I like doing those engines. I've done modifications to them. I've done a lot of those engines, so I know where I'm going with them. To a 3.4. Oh, you got about it in a crate. But the 3.1 is a factory engine. You could just get the front wheel drive crankshaft, the rods are the same, the pistons are the same, and you could pretty much slop everything right in there and go. You just change the seal on a couple of things and you're ready to rock and roll.
Convince and put a 4.3 in it.
Yes, tell me, 3.2.
That's what I've done those conversions. They're a little harder to put in.
But you know that my 2.8's got a bell housing, and it's like the old 350s and 283s and 289s. It's got a bell housing, and the transmission bolts away from the bell housing. And that's the only thing that I've been concerned about.
Since you got automatic transmission in this thing, the transmission bell housing is part of that tranny, so... if it's a 2.8, you have to go to 3.1 ever series that was. Unless the bell housing on both from a 5, unless you got a 5-speed manual in it. If you got a 5-speed manual in it, then you can change it around. But what do you have for transmission in it?
It's a 5-speed.
You probably could put a 4.3, but you know what? The 4.3s don't get as good gas mileage. I've had the 4.3s not do as well, gas mileage-wise.
I've thought about putting a 2.8-liter diesel Mercedes in it.
But you know what, then you're going to have to modify fuel tanks and all that, so you could do it. I mean, that would be actually a little engine to put in there. If you could get it in there, it's one of those little four-cylinder Cummins diesels in it, but trying to get one of those things in there might be a little bit complicated.
Roger that, but we'll just play it by ear.
I think doing what you need to do, and if the truck's done fine with the 3.1, with a little bit of pull-in cam, and they do make pull-in cams for them, they work rather well. And I've done it before, and I've had very good luck. And if you've already had it rebuilt before, that'll rip off 90% of the cost.
Roger that. You know, it's so 2.8. I was going down the road one day and it burped, blew the head gasket, smelled like somebody farted, if you know what I'm talking about. And I took it and had valve covers or head gaskets put on it. Then about a month, two later, I just had the engine rebuilt.
It's done a lot. My friend Chris has done a lot. I've done work with him. Then you've been through all the stick, the hard points of the engine, so you're in good shape now. You're an upswell swing. Because that's the worst part. You've already went through the rebuild part. That's the major cost. Cause lots of times the heads crack and everything else. So if you've been through all that, we're in good shape.
KK4HXB Friday. Yeah, I don't want to do no more than 30 because, they say once you get to above 30, then it starts running warm.
I've done 40 over. I've never had a problem. They only make 40 over. I would say it's divorced probably fine. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a re-ring kit situation in that case. If you use synthetic oil, it's not going to be warm. And you live down here in South Carolina, and it's warmer down here, so the cold weather isn't a problem. That engine is not going to have a wear problem.
Yeah, that's true, as long as you keep good oil in it. You know, the most part of it's the head problems.
That's all I'll do is hit it with the ball hole, and it just... The rods and pistons are going to be—they've been resized before, and I'll check them and all that stuff, and I can fix all that. And that's all the major costs. You know, so the biggest thing—I just got to find the camshaft, tire chain, gears, and get the pieces here. I can get—if you know it's 30 over—I can probably get the pieces here. Might be able to just throw a good pulling cam in if I can't get a 3.1 crank. I'll just put a good pulling cam in it and a re-ring with tire chain, gears, lifters, and a set of gaskets. And the parts cost you be metal. We can even get the parts. I'll work on that tomorrow. Just give me a call during the day on the phone, and I'll call the person in the morning first thing, two places I know, and see what the availability of the parts are and the cost of them. Because that's the, you know, because that, I'll be able, if the parts are already available, I'll be able to round trip it rather quickly.
Oh, roger. But it's only got 118,000 miles on it. What is your forte on that? Should we just wait a little longer or just do something now to refresh it?
It's a, for my cost, is very cheap. Bearings, rings, gas, whatever size the crankshaft is, I don't know. We'll find out when they get it out. You know, if it's 10 or 20, when you get it out, I'll just look it up. I'll just get a price. It's not going to be very expensive at all.
That sounds good.
It's getting harder to get parts for a lot of these older engines, so the sooner that we do something like this, the better off we're getting. Because a lot of this stuff, it's harder to get parts now than it was 4 years ago. And now it's getting to a point, you know, there's an engine rebuild field right now. It's got some issues that they're dealing with, but it's all the small rebuilders are taking it. I won't say on the air because I don't want to get swear on the air, but I don't feel like getting my $10,000 fine tonight.
Kick it for it takes me Friday. Yeah, roger that.
Yeah, that's fine. Now, my signal's fine right now.
We'll talk.
You call, I don't have your phone number, so you just give me a call. Just give me a call in the morning. You give me a call, and I'll call the guy at 8:30 in the morning and find the prices. You don't know what size the crank was, do you?
Well, it's a 1987 2.8-liter Chevrolet.
And what was the crank, 10?
Yeah, they bored it over 30.
Was the crankshaft reground, you know?
I have no idea. You know, I paid one of my buddies to do it. It's been a good engine. He's a master.
Price it standard, or I'll price it 10 under, which is usually what the crank is ground. Or I'll price it a 3.1. I'll price it with standard just to get a price on it. If when we take it out, if you can get it out relatively quick, you can pop the oil pan and pull one of the bearings off and look at the back of the bearing and tell me what size it is. But let me get into that tomorrow. You just call me in the afternoon and I'll have your price for you.
Oh, roger that. I'll holler at you.
I kind of stuff on here because sometimes people get a little funny. Not that I'm doing it to make money, it's just people I know that need stuff like that right now. I'm sitting around twiddling my thumbs, which is ridiculous.
Richard, what do you think about all this?
Man, he's needing something to keep from going stir crazy.
Yeah, roger that. I just needed to know if I need my old pickup truck with 118,000 on it. We'll talk about it later.
I'm doing a few things, but the one job I'm going on right now is a major job. Between you and me, it's a major pain in the butt, and I need something to keep my mind from going stir crazy, because I'm going to start hitting the walls pretty quick.
Yeah, I need a 2.8 Chevrolet pushing 800 horsepower. What will it take to do it?
Then we put a 355 V8 in there. We put a 406 small block. We wouldn't want to do that. You know, they used to race those things at Daytona for a while. They broke crankshafts and stuff. But did you know they used to race those at Daytona for a while?
Oh, I do. I'm listening to you, and you right. You know, they run 2.8s in the Bush class for a while.